sworn us out with the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you all for being here. We'll take a roll call.
Russ Dan, present.
Scott Komisarek, present.
Boyd Shivers, present.
Carlton Roby, present.
Susan Young, present. And if everybody's had a chance to look at the draft of the December 10th, 2018 minutes, there are any corrections?
Move the minutes be accepted as presented.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
And I'd like to just stop for 1 second. And Ted Gatsis is here. He just wanted to introduce himself quickly again. And
thank you very much. Good afternoon, everybody.
Hello.
As I told you in the past, if I was fortunate enough to be elected, I would be back. For the record, my name is Ted Gatsis, the newly executive council-elect. And certainly, I will give you out my cards. If you have any questions, feel free to call. If you need anything in the town, make sure you holler, because Candia was pretty good to me in this election. So I certainly will look to be as kind and favorable as I can be.
Great. Any congratulations, Ted.
Yeah, we will. Yeah. Thanks for coming out.
Thank you.
Happy New Year to everybody.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay. And we're going to go on with the encumbrances. I'm going to have to rely on Donna or you because I don't have my thing in front of me. So I don't know the quickest way to do this or the easiest way.
We can start with the easier ones, I guess.
Okay.
Tax collector. She is looking to encumber the $475 for the new credit card machines. And then the fees that go with setting that up, because they're not quite set up yet. We have to be on the one check system until sometime in January, is it?
They're going to set us up January. It's either 6th or 9th or something like that. So credit cards.
Okay, yeah. So they're going to be coming in and doing that, but we may not have the actual invoices before I have to cut off the 2018 expenses. So that she would like to encumber that because it was budgeted for in 2018.
$450, did you say?
$475. And I think that's all Candy needs.
$475, you said?
Yeah.
Now, do we have to take a motion after each one of these, or?
Yep.
Okay, I'll take a motion.
Have an invoice for that?
Yeah, she just explained that some of them, yeah. Anyone want to make a motion to accept that?
I'll make that motion to accept that $475 tax collectors.
Second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Donna, what do you have next, Donna?
I have a town clerk. She has the information or the invoice for the credit card machines as well. She has two because she has two windows, so her total for that is $950. And then she would also like to encumber the $432 left in her document restoration line to go along with the line for 2019 to do some more document restoration. And she does have the information from the person that, the company that does it, and between the encumbrances and what was budgeted for next year, it will cover what she wants to have done.
And that's a total of 1382, is that what you have?
Yes.
I'll make that motion to encumber $1,382 for the town clerk.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Do you have anything else, Donna?
I have for the police cruiser. Right now in the budget, we always budget $1,500 a year. We budgeted $1,500 for next year. Mike's gotten a quote for $35,275 for a new cruiser for next year, so I don't know. And I don't know if he's got anything else with him for encumbrances, do you?
I don't, I just have the cruiser.
Just the cruiser, okay.
That price may go down a little bit.
And what was the list price?
I have $35,275.
$35,275. And we budgeted $15,000 again in 2019.
Yep.
So why don't we subtract the 15 from the $35,295 and encumber the balance, because...
$22,75.
$20,275 for a police cruiser out of the police budget. How about to upgrade, outfit that cruiser? Do we have some money in the budget for that?
I was gonna take it out. I have some money in the budget, but I was gonna split it with the budget and with that account.
The special detail account?
Say what?
I was gonna split some of it out of the police budget and some of it out of the detail account there a little bit, because it's usually $10,000 to $12,000 to get that outfitted.
Yeah, we budgeted $10,000 for 2019.
Yeah, I moved it up a little.
Outfit a new cruiser.
Right.
Okay, so you're gonna have enough to do that?
With the $10,000, probably not, but I was gonna take the, come to the board and ask if we could take it out of the other account.
So we need to encumber $20,275.
That's enough.
For a cruiser at the list price that they have.
Yeah, he expects it to go down.
Yep, well, if we don't have to use it, we will use it, so...
Yeah.
I'll make a motion to encumber $20,275, I think I already did, out of the budget, police budget, for a new cruiser.
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And the only other paperwork I have is for the Smith Library. Do you want to talk on that?
No, we have two projects that didn't get finished. They'll be done next year, so we're encumbering that. Today, the cap is on the building, so we don't have to encumber that. I'll get an invoice from them that's dated 2018, and we'll pay that this year. So we're just going to encumber the two amounts that I gave Donna.
So an invoice to, for windows in the basement, it looks like, for $1,275. And then this is repairs on the front entrance.
Yeah.
I have an estimate for repairs on the front entrance of $1,904.
$31.79?
Yep.
Okay. The only thing under Smith is, that I was hoping to suggest today is to get a wireless bell system like we have out here to make it ADA compliant until we can do the full-scale investigation. And what did, I don't have a thing from Fletcher, but what did he say? I think they're like $40 or something like that. So I don't know what to do since I don't have something from Fletcher, but...
Yeah, I think if we would decide that we want to do that, we can find $40. I don't know.
Out of next year's budget.
I don't know if we need to be putting a bell out there. I don't know how anybody's gonna get up the stairs to ring a bell, but...
No, out the back door.
Maybe we can work on that, but...
All right, so that's something we can discuss later. I just wanted to bring it up so everybody could think about it, because we did get a letter from Bart concerning that, that you all saw. So we'll do that so they can start meeting there, and that was the plan, as far as to put it at the back door where anyone can access it. Till we have a chance to revisit everything. So that's just something to think about.
Make a motion to encumber $3179 out of the Smith budget line in our budget.
And now you said there is another invoice that will be coming? Do you know what that amount is?
I don't.
But we'll be able to pay that out of this year's budget.
Yeah, next week.
Okay.
Is that your motion?
You have a motion, Kyle?
Yeah, I made the motion.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
That was all you had, Donna?
That's all I have. I don't know if anybody else has.
Did you have a bottom line at the end of this week on unexpended funds in the budget?
You want just the number?
Yes, please.
Oh, let's see. $280,000. $685.61.
$280,000.
And that's without payroll?
There are some bills coming in that, you know, we know about that will be coming out of this budget.
Yep.
So this is without payroll?
Payroll is done for the year, for this year, but there's a lot of payables that still haven't come in. The skid steer bill hasn't come in. So there are bills that we know of, and I can pay them the first few weeks in the month, in January, and charge them to the prior year. So.
So this is in our balance?
Right. Figuring the skid steer will get paid and all the things I've kind of accounted for, it still left us with like $109,000. And for possible encumbrances.
After these encumbrances that we just done?
After what I figured would still be coming in for bills.
Okay.
That's what would be left to consider for encumbrances.
So what did that just add up to, what we just did here with your stuff, Donna?
We're not quite done though with encumbrances, so we might want to keep going before we make her.
No, she can do that.
Okay.
Looks like $25,311.
$25,000. Yeah, that's estimating about right.
$25,311, I think.
But we're not done, so.
Right.
Right.
So far.
Okay. That's it for Don and Russ.
That's all I have.
Russ?
For fire, basically there's three things you want to encumber. One is scene lights for the engine, which is $1,603.80. Mobile radio for $7,137.52. And two ice rescue suits for $1,395 for a total of $12,211.32, and that's been in this year's budget.
And I'm sorry, how much is that a total?
$12,211.32.
Okay.
And the invoice is
attached. She hasn't gotten that yet.
Okay, there you go.
And do you have anything else, Russ?
Yes.
That's it for fire though, correct?
Pardon?
Is that it for fire?
That's it for fire.
All right, so we'll probably, I'll take a motion whenever anybody's ready, if you'd like. Do you want to make that motion?
I'll make that motion to encumber $12,211.32 for the fire department.
Can we possibly, we need to do round numbers.
Pardon?
I need to do round numbers, so can we just make it
$12,000?
Get rid of 32.
2012, please.
$12,211.
We'll find the 32 cents up like that.
Yeah. Somebody's raised.
Thank you.
And did I hear a second from Scott? All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. We're still on you, Russ.
Okay, you're still on me. For the recycling center, the contract that we signed for Lighting Retrofit Services Incorporated for $8,386. I shall move.
Take a second?
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Anything else for recycling?
That's it.
And you're all done?
I'm done, yeah.
Okay. Do you have anything, Scott?
Nope.
Carl, do you have anything for the building?
I do not.
The sign?
Nope. It'll be all right.
You don't want to take that?
No.
Since we have a bill out of this year?
No, we just have, if you want to, we can. I'm good.
To redo the sign, we have a bill from Mr. Sarah for how much is it?
We have an invoice.
An invoice, yeah. How much is it?
I don't know, I can go find it.
$440, I think it was.
Something like that. I can go find it if you want.
That would be good.
Okay.
I just.
Just give me a moment.
Where we know we have extra this year.
What sign are we talking about?
To read.
The sign out here in the corner.
Oh.
To direct people.
Okay.
Do you want to go on and we'll come back to that? Is that okay? Okay, for Moore Park, to regrade the infield area and supply a tarp, $3,000, $3,700.
Is that replacing the infield?
That's replacing the infield, yeah.
Was that budgeted?
It's, if you look, I have plenty of money in that budget, in that, in the Moore Park line. And we were supposed to get it done in November, but it, the first weekend in November it poured. Then after that, I think either it snowed or something. I don't remember what happened, but it was.
Snow came early.
Yeah, it was a problem. It was, I know the, because we were supposed to do it November 1st, or the 3rd, that first weekend, and it was pouring. And then the next weekend, I think it went to snow.
Snow and then more rain, yeah. Or whatever, yeah.
It just wasn't in the cards.
But this, I think. This budget here shows it's a negative 1,600. No? Oh, I'm sorry, no. This is the number here. New skate light.
No, because we put the skateboard park light in this year.
Special prep.
Don't I have like $20,000?
$17,500.
$17,000.
We have.
Yeah. So while she's getting that, so that is that particular bill.
Well, should we make a.
Well, I have a couple more things just with the park, just that I happen to know about. To get the remote control locks installed into the doors over there, it's going to be, he said, if you decide on a standalone, which he thinks will be adequate, or something, standalone lock is $700 a piece, but for one that's hooked in, and I'm not sure what he means, you guys might know better than I do, they're $1,500 a piece, and that's installed. But he said he believes a standalone will be all right, would be adequate. So I wanted to ask permission to get two of those. That would be $1,400. And the only other thing, and I don't know what to do on this, so it might have to wait till next year, is to replace the two doors. They were going to be between, I think it was $6,000. $200 to $7,000 a piece, so that might have to wait till next year. But they can, I don't want them to install the locks on an old door. Do you know what I'm saying? You know those doors, right. Scott? You're familiar right. With that over there.
That sounds like a lot for
a commercial metal
door. $6,000 to $7,000?
Yeah. Maybe that, I don't think that was for two. Let me look. I'll look, but I don't have an invoice anyway, so I'm not sure how we're going to be able to handle that anyway.
It might be for two of them.
It might be for both. And then the other thing, I did get all the materials in, as you guys probably saw if you signed the bills, for the diaper changing for both bathrooms, hand soap, so we don't have those individual containers. I got a case of paper towels, and I did get, I got refills for the hand soap, and I got a paper towel dispenser. So hopefully it's just looking a little bit more whatever inside there. But I do need to have it installed, and especially the baby changing thing, they did recommend to have somebody who knew how to block or whatever have it done. But I think there's plenty of money in next year's or enough to cover that. I'm sorry, Donna.
I wasn't able to put my hands on that right away.
All right, well, we can wait on that. So
it was 440.
4,000? I mean, 440? Okay. So the only thing I have for the park right now, I guess, is to do the infield, so.
Well, how about
you want the locks to encumber the money for the locks?
I think, and again, the standalones, is that, do you know what he means by that? Because I really don't.
This is a remote lock?
It's a lock, yeah. I explained what we wanted to do, and it's a lock. And he said that's a price installed, and it's where you can control it without going up there, but I believe it also has a push pad. It might not, I'm not sure. There are safety features on it or whatever as far as being ADA compliant and if somebody got stuck inside and to be able to get them out. So now we can either wait because he's supposed to come tomorrow or Friday and we can see for sure if you wanna do that too. What do you think?
Yeah, I think we need to get a price with new doors with the locks on them installed and complete the task.
Right, because he doesn't supply the doors. I asked him about that.
Maybe we find somebody that does.
Okay.
Supply the doors and the locks, come install the whole package, give us a price, and get it done. Because we put brand new metal doors in there at $6,000 and then have somebody come and start cutting them up, I'm not in favor of that.
Okay.
You know, if we're going to put these locks in these doors that we have that need to be replaced, them,
that's one thing, yeah.
Yeah, they're beyond putting locks in them doors.
Okay. Because I asked about that, and he said, we install it. We'll install it, but we can't supply the door, but it might be a place that does both.
Well, there might be a place, of course, yeah, and it has to be prepared. The door blank has to be ready to accept what type of mechanism you want.
Right.
No point in putting a door in with a knob and then a week later have somebody come in and cut the door up.
Okay. So we'll wait on that. So I'll take a motion if you'd like for the $3,700.
Also move, that's for the tarp and the
infield. That's for the infield, yeah, the softball infield.
Well, it would be nice to get them doors encumbered out of this budget if there's $17,000 there.
Right. I'd like to also, but I understand what you're saying. I'm not sure. I mean, are you familiar with a company that does that?
Because
I'm asking for commercial doors, not, yes.
Now, can we only encumber this evening or do we have something else that we could get firm and do that?
We're obviously going to have to because it sounds like there are other things outstanding. Is that true or not?
Not that anyone's told me about.
No.
Unless someone's going to come forward.
So I'm saying
is
can we check on the commercial doors and have, you said somebody's coming in tomorrow?
He's coming to just make sure we could do the quote standalone. And again, I'm not real familiar of the difference.
Could that be put off for?
What's Monday?
The 31st.
So is that something as far as if that comes in tomorrow or Friday and the select board has a chance to look at it, is it something orally we have to announce or is it something we can encumber? Do any of you know?
I think it should be encumbered at a public meeting.
Well, does it legally have to be is what I'm asking. If we're missing a couple of things.
That must be why we're doing it now.
Well, I know that. I think we want to do the whole, as much as we can, but I don't know. I guess maybe that's...
Well, no, I'm just trying to figure out if we have time that we can because that's something that I think, like Carlton has mentioned, I mean, have the doors and everything.
Sure.
Oh, I agree.
You know, I think that's very important.
So it might, hey, it might, oh, what do you think?
I think you got $3,700 there for the infield, and you had a price on the locks.
Yeah.
You have an invoice for that?
No, I have standalone $700.
Okay, why don't we encumber them two numbers? And then we'll get somebody to do the doors. There'll be enough money in the future budget.
All right, then do you want to go with the 15?
Sure.
A piece? Encumber, okay, all right.
The expensive locks.
All right.
And the $3,700.
Yeah.
And then
you might need them.
We'll,
yeah,
if you can get,
okay,
a, yeah, and move forward with changing the doors with the locks in them.
Yep.
And whatever we don't have, we can take from next year.
That's correct.
Okay. Yeah. All right, I'll take a motion. It's $6,700, and I think that's left in there,
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, I'll make that motion. $6,700 for the Moore Park doors and infield.
Yeah.
I'll second that.
We're only adding 37 plus 3,000?
Yeah,
3,000. Oh, okay, oh, 15, not another 6,700,
yeah,
okay.
All right, so I have a motion and a second from Boyd, you said?
Yep.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. And you want to do the sign you said is 400 what?
440, that was, yeah.
Right. We didn't vote on that yet, I don't believe. Did we?
No. We didn't.
I'll make a motion that we encumber $440 for an entry sign on the town hall, Mr. Frank Sarah.
I'll second that.
Okay, and that's from the building fund?
Yes.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Is that the end of the encumbrances? Oh, do you have something?
No, I didn't. I had a question for Mr. Lewis.
Oh.
When we're done. Are we all set?
I think we're all done.
Did we have an invoice from Stantec for engineering of them culverts?
Yeah, we've been paying it right along.
Oh, we did. I missed that.
It was charged right to the culvert account, so yeah, the culvert line appears way over, mm-hmm, but we underspent our asphalt maintenance line, so I think we got the last invoice for it maybe a week or so ago.
Okay.
So I think it's,
I was
everything's
kind of trying to see that, but I didn't. I guess I missed that. So.
Yeah, it was billed like as they went along, and $1,000 here, you know, a few hundred here. I believe it's totally done. I can call and double check.
No, just
make sure.
If we're up on it, and
I think we, because I had asked them that we needed it by the end of the year, and I think got the last one.
Okay, I just didn't see that come through.
Yep.
So, and the grant has been completed, the application?
Yeah, we went through one cut up there on one of the grants, and we probably aren't going to get it, for the reason is the detour doesn't take long enough. So if the road goes out, it's too quick to get around the detour. There's nothing we can do about that.
Wait, where's Ted? He's gone.
You know, jeez. I think the detour has to be 15 to 20 minutes. Inconvenience people in 15 to 20 minutes, and our detour would be just down to Boston Road. So,
So did he?
You have to drive slow to get 15 minutes out of that.
Did he estimate the cost of that job?
Did
Stantec?
Yeah, they did.
Estimate the cost of that?
Yeah.
And what was it?
I think it was like $290.
Well, we were close at
3. Oh, so we missed the 3?
Yeah, but there's another one that we've got out there.
Right.
We just, they came down, did, GES came down, did all the GPS coordinates on it. And that one looks good. Looks like we'll probably have a good chance.
And how much is that for?
That one didn't have a top number.
Oh, was it match? What was the deal with that? It was different, though.
It was, I don't think it was very, I don't think it was much.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was unlimited.
And I think our repair work was going to be our part of our match that we had to.
Oh, okay.
With,
yeah, I thought there was a match or something with one of them and not with the other.
I think the work we've already done was going to qualify as part of that. So, yeah, there wasn't anything I could do about the detour. I mean, put up a 5 mile an hour sign, maybe. Maybe go slower, but, yeah. Other than that, I think we probably would have gotten there.
Okay, thank you.
We'll keep trying.
Okay. We'll go on to the next order of business.
Is there a total?
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah, I was gonna give her a minute. We can wait till she's done.
It looks like the total should be $53,048.
Yeah, we thought.
Offered $109?
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Is everyone all right with, well, I mean, that's what it is.
And if I could get copies of everybody's paperwork, I don't have already.
I'm just gonna leave that so I don't forget to give it to her.
Yep.
Okay, we're all set on that. Okay, we're gonna move on. The board to consider a recommendation for appointment as Land Use Office Administrative Assistant.
Madam Chairman?
Mm-hmm.
RSA 91A3 Roman numeral 2B provides that hiring of any public, any person as a public employee should be discussed in first at a non-public session.
Mm-hmm.
May I suggest that we move all the other
yes,
agenda items up and then lastly enter a non-public?
Mm-hmm. Is that agreeable to everyone?
We can do
good.
That without posting it?
I don't know.
I think you can. I think that's a
very nice.
Well, it wouldn't be a meeting anyhow, so
right.
It's not a public meeting.
Right.
Right, but like Kyle said, do you have to post that we'll be having a non-public?
Non-public is
I think you do, but we just pretend we don't know.
Give me 1 minute, please. And which one did you cite? I'm sorry.
RSA 91
right.
Dash A colon 3 Roman numeral 2 small b.
Okay.
I didn't realize we had to give notice that we were going to have a non-public session. My apologies.
I had to read the first one. Okay.
It says here, a public body may enter non-public session pursuant to a motion properly made and seconded. That's in the first paragraph. So I guess we can do that if we want to do that. To enter into a non-public.
We just have to make the motion to move into non-public.
Right.
That's correct.
Which we always do.
Right, we do that anyway. But I'm just reading the intro.
Usually, if we plan on having a non-public, we post it. And that way, yeah. Okay. So that's good.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is at this point, we're going to skip over that. We're going to put that at the end. And we'll go under other business. And Russ, this is a notice that we got in the to accept a new fire department. Uh-huh. We'll pass that to Russ since you're the liaison.
Oh, this one's there for everyone.
Sorry. Oh, okay.
If you want to pass it on the table.
Yep.
There we go. So we'll
it was in our sign folder anyway. And for the public, it's just a recommendation for appointment to the Candia Volunteer Fire Department. But I'll let you do the honors if you want, Russ, since you're the liaison.
Okay, you're Chairman Young. It is my pleasure as Chief of the Town of Candia Volunteer Fire Department to provide you with the name of an individual who I recommend for appointment to the department. This individual has demonstrated a strong commitment to providing professional level emergency service to the town of Candia, and I offer this recommendation without reservation. The person recommended has submitted background information attesting to their individual skill level and have agreed to attain and maintain at least a minimum level of professional certification consistent with the needs of the department. This applicant has also provided information as to the character and background and will have undergone a criminal background investigation conducted by the Candia Police Department State Police. I would request this appointment be made effective December 26, 2018. Antonio Lacasse.
Lacasse, yeah.
Yeah, Lacasse.
In Hooksett, FFN training. Again, I am pleased to recommend this individual for appointment. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely, Dean Young, Chief. I so move.
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Okay, now Russ, you're back on the hot seat. We'll start with you for other business.
Can you do that, please?
Do you have anything else?
Move to adjourn. No.
Yeah. No, not yet, not yet.
None.
Okay, thank you. How about you, Scott?
I do not.
Me neither.
All set.
Okay, I don't have anything. So now we're going to go into executive.
Oh, did you want to go over calendar and the payables?
Oh, I'm sorry, the payables. Had something on the calendar. I know it was. It's private. It's James' last day. I'm not going to. Andrea's last day. Okay, Boyd, do you want to do the payables, please?
Sure. Accounts payable for week ending December 20th, 2018, $15,126.96. For the week ending December 27th, $18,708.43. Payroll for December 20th was $98,050.02. And the following week, it was $43,896.89. Combined total of payables and payroll, $175,782.30.
I move to accept the weekly payroll and accounts payable for 12/20 and 12/27 as submitted.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Anything special for the calendar other than stuff in February? Okay. The last date for the petition warrant articles, January 8th at 2 o'clock, please.
It's Tuesday.
2 p.m. Okay. Any public comment before we leave? Before we go into, into non-public? Yes. No, in. Into this office or into the selectman's office. By then. Any other questions or comments? Okay.
Question,
yes.
Do we have many submitted so far or not?
Two, I think.
Just yeah. In the
petition?
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I think
CYA.
CYA. Wait a minute. I'm going to wait till.
Sorry.
That's okay.
The one that they submitted for the
The agricultural one?
Yes.
Yeah.
I had to contact them and tell them that it was insufficient as submitted because it...
The addresses.
Didn't have addresses.
They need addresses.
Yeah, they didn't have the signatures and the names and the addresses that all lined up. And they didn't have their article on the page that people were signing. So you could take that and attach it to anything and say, oh, these people signed this.
So they've been put on notice for that then?
Yeah.
And they're working on it?
What was acceptable, so I don't know if they're just gonna pump it out and get it signed or if they're gonna do the whole thing.
Yeah, they have a couple of weeks, so... If it's important, it'll probably get back to the office. Thank you very much, Candy. Anyone else? You're all set out there? Okay, I'm gonna adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
This meeting, this public session, or part of the...
I second.
Thank you.
And we voted.